From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. It's been a chaotic end to the workday today in the Northeast as cities in Michigan, Ohio, New York, Connecticut, New Jersey, and Ontario, Canada have all lost power. New York Governor George Pataki says well over half of that state's residents are without electricity. In New York City, firefighters and police went from building to building checking the city's elevators for people who may have been trapped. Thousands took to the city's streets as the subways abruptly stopped running. With us is NPR's Brian Naylor, who's following the story. Brian, just how widespread is the blackout at this point?
Michelle, it's quite widespread throughout all of the Northeast and parts of the Midwest, as far north as Vermont, south through New York into New Jersey, and west through parts of Ohio and a good part of Michigan. So it's quite a widespread outage all along. All of these areas are served by the Niagara power grid and are all interconnected. And apparently one part of that grid went down and it caused systems all along the network to go down.
Any sense of what caused this power outage and how long this blackout might last?
It's a little unclear at the moment. New York City Mayor Bloomberg earlier today said it appeared to have started in upstate New York or southern Canada. There's a report that just came across a little while ago on the Reuters news service. They quote the Canadian Prime Minister's office as saying it was lightning at a Niagara, New York power plant that caused the blackout. It seems as though it's still a little bit fuzzy, and it's going to be a while before officials figure out, pinpoint the exact location,
well,
I think.
One place where we see the impact felt rather immediately is in the transportation system. The public transportation engines keep the city of New York in particular humming.
Right, and that caused a massive shutdown of the subways underneath the city, the commuter trains leading out of the city, and the three major airports were also closed for a time. No flights were coming in, and of course none of the ground operations that have involved electricity were functioning. It seems as though some of those systems may be coming back online. There's also, I wanted to add that the Nuclear Regulatory Commission said that 9 nuclear power plants in 4 states were shut down because of the blackout, it's not clear when those will be back online. The reactors are in New York, New Jersey, Ohio, and in Michigan.
And in some of these cities, as the sun now is setting, I gather there are also security concerns.
Well, that's right. And officials are doing their best to keep everyone calm and to try to encourage civility. Mayor Bloomberg said that he didn't expect any problems. There are, I think, police out on the streets in some cities directing traffic, and presumably they'll be pulled for other patrols. But it's also, as the lights may be beginning to come back on, if not now, soon, in the next several hours.
Soon. We just don't know exactly when.
Right.
Thank you, Brian.
Thanks, Michelle.
NPR's Brian Naylor.